Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Tonight, the Spirit of America Party calls for Secretary Kerry to be replaced. My choice to replace a Johnny Big Head is someone totally skilled in dealing with Iranian fanatics. Someone who speaks the language and gets their attention. My choice to quickly get a deal done is Floaty from the Vikings. And Ragnar will replace General Dumpster Dempsey, the loser of Benghazi and bad cover-up flunky. All women at the State Department will be carried off stage. The Keystone Pipeline will have 5 new pipelines. Stir that tea, baby. Okay, so welcome to the show. So remember, you heard it here first. My candidate to replace Johnny Big Head is Floaty. And why did I target Johnny Big Head today? Because yesterday was the anniversary of the communist victory against the United States in Vietnam. When the communists here in the universities destroyed the will of the American people to help the people of South Vietnam. When a Bruce a Springschmuck sings USA, born in the USA, born in the USA, and then you listen to the second line in the second verse, we were sent to Nam to kill the yellow man. We were sent to Nam to save South Vietnam, just like we saved South Korea. It is true. We haven't won a war since World War II. And it's time. And the closest one we came to winning was in the Middle East, and Obama threw in with Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Sisterhood. Really sad. Really sad. So it's the 40th anniversary of the fall of Vietnam. Yep, and a lot of people died, and a lot of people are still dying in Nam. Just like there are people dying in prisons in Cuba tonight, while Pancho Obama licks the boots of the Castro brothers. Yeah, God help us. But now we are going to turn to the communist operations taking place throughout the country in hot flash zones, mainly in ghettos. You know what a ghetto is? A ghetto is a poor neighborhood that the Democrats brought drugs into. The biggest problem we got in this country, and it will be the cause of our downfall, is drugs. The population of Baltimore is 650,000 people, and 10% are junkies. And of the 100% that are doing drugs, the most popular drug by 60% is heroin. And now I see they got a new one that they've just introduced down in Florida. What's it called? Flacky or Flacco? And it kills people. It's wonderful. You know, all the world. Oh, and that drug that's down in Florida, guess where it comes from? It comes from Pakistan and China. Everybody is working in the world overtime to supply the junkie needs of the United States. We are the biggest consumer of drugs. How's that? You think that has anything to do with the divorce rate? You think that has anything to do with mothers without husbands? You think drugs is a problem? 10% of the population is a junkie in Baltimore. Now, I have a theory. One junkie brings down five innocent people. They're always talking about alcohol. But the most that a drunk in a bar will steal from you is the tip money when you're not looking. And you know what? Usually alcoholics pay their bills when they borrow money. That's a Bowery survey that was done by people that lived there. Check it out. But junkies steal from you. They will get you murdered. They will sell you out. They lie. 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 They can never tell the truth. This guy that was smacking his head in the van, that the police van, can you imagine? What do you have, 20 arrests? Can you imagine the heartache he gave his mother? Huh? That's what I say. One junkie ruins the lives of five good people. They really do. Drunks sober up, and they may stay straight for a couple of weeks, but junkies are off to the races, man. They're off to the races. and they got to steal. Unless they got a job to carry their habit, they got to steal. It's the only thing they can do. Drugs sucks. It's chapter one in my book. Take it from me. If you ever want to beat drugs for real, there's only one guaranteed way. One guaranteed way. Never do the first one. Laugh. Laugh. Well, let me tell you something. A lot of 22-year-olds go into the grave on drugs. A lot. A lot. Take a walk. You know what to do. You got nothing to do. Walk through a cemetery and see the ages on the tombstones. And you see guys that live to 90. And there's an empty beer bottle in front of it. Yeah. And then you'll see guys 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. It is really sad. Now, I didn't see the cause of his death. But the guy that called Vietnam, Walter Cronkite, his grandson is dead at 22. Now, when you see a headline like that and it says, Walter Cronkite's grandson dead at 22, what happened to him? What are the odds? The odds are it's drugs. So having said that, don't do the first one. Chapter one in my book is Drugs Suck. And there's a good reason. I made that chapter the most important chapter for this country. We're in trouble. And until we get rid of drugs, we're going to have nothing but riots, murders, holdups, looting. You got to get rid of drugs. And you're not going to do it because your government is into drugs, starting with Colorado. They're making money hand over fist. They're going to tax. They're going to hook you, and then they're going to tax you. Fools burn out their future. Watching the Baltimore CBS being burned and looted, I wondered how many black people will not get their meds for many ailments. Watching the Baltimore Orioles play to an empty stadium, I wondered how many blacks missed a paycheck. And now that the team is pulled out, they had two more games to play in Baltimore. They're going to play them in Florida. And they had an empty stadium. That's the first time in the history of baseball that there was an empty stadium due to riots. And that's what happens. You ruin your neighborhood, people are moving out. Businesses move out. Nobody's going to open a store that's going to get burned and looted. And all the prices go up. How much did they steal from you, Joe? Oh, they stole 100 grand. Okay. Raise everything in the store 100 grand. Yeah. Who would want to come back? Now, take it from me. Take it from me. I've seen. I opened this store in a bad neighborhood figuring I'd do pretty good. It was a branch store. I had a bunch of stores. I called up to see how the manager was doing his first day, and a cop answered the phone. And the manager had a bloody head, and he was robbed. The precinct said it was the fastest closing of a store they ever saw. We were out of there the next day. Gone. And well, who did it? Junkies with shotguns. Mom, okay. Watching that black mom calling her son a hoodie and punch him all the way home. She may have saved his life. And he looked like a decent kid. There are bad example kids who would have punched their mothers out. Watching Geraldo with two big black bodyguards, he was providing jobs. I saw Eric Boland tell a story about calling a merchant in his looted store, and the merchant was crying. And I flashed to a black girl in Ferguson who had a beauty parlor in the local shopping center, begging the thugs not to burn a store down. The next day it was gone. The word thug comes from the Indian cult known as thuggies. They worshiped the goddess Kali and used their turbans to strangle their victims. It was a cult of death. Now when I see football thugs killing people and stringing up dogs, it's only a matter of time. It's a culture thing, man, isn't it? Let's tell the truth. It's a culture thing. It's only a matter of time when the great game will be bypassed by people who have kids. They are raising kids, not thugs. They are raising the next generation to run the country, not to lose the country. And we don't need to see halftime porn either. Janet Flapp Jackson comes to mind. The saddest part of the Baltimore burndown was to watch a five-story, unfinished senior citizen care center burn. A similar-sized unit in my neighborhood employs, you ready? 600 people. All locals. All who live and spend money in the community. Who's going to shop a burned-out store? Who pays to rebuild? Who's moving out? Who's not moving in? The mayor who told the police to stand down, was she told by the White House to stand down? And somebody said she was on the phone 20 times with Valerie Jarrett. Check that one out. Google it. Google, baby. Let it burn. Where is local intel? Why no undercover black police in the crowd to observe the out-of-town ringers provided by the Communist Party? Who is watching the white communists? I'm watching these demonstrations, and I see a lot of white people in the crowd. And I say to myself, they're from universities, and they're not from the neighborhood. And if you live in a neighborhood where this is taking place, and you see those white people pushing you to the front, you should ask them where they're from. And if they're not from your neighborhood, you should throw them the hell out. The mayor who told the police to stand down, was she told by the White House? Watching last night, we felt sorry. There was one black teen who ran up to a Fox News man. And he said, come on, go down the street and see the mob that's down there doing damage. He was thoroughly upset. He was really upset. And he said, I live here. These guys do not. They are not from around here. That is not right. They are destroying my neighborhood. Yet we see no intel about this communist movement, Occupy Wall Street and the Malik Shabazz Farrakhan gang, pretending to care. You had to see Malik pretending to care the week of 9/11. He was laughing on stage. I think it was not C-SPAN. I can't think of the name of the organization. It hosted him in Washington, D.C. He was laughing. He was making fun of the Bushes. And those buildings were still smoking. And he was on stage with a Syrian imam who was white. And he was dressed like the Kentucky Colonel. He looked just like the Kentucky Colonel in a white suit. All splinter groups are in play. They are to be used to reach communist goals. They are the useful idiots as described by Lenin. Did you know that Earth Day is Lenin's birthday? You think that's a coincidence? Get ready for communist global warming, or as I call it, get the cops. Keep an eye out for communist Obama's army, larger than the U.S. military. Beware the community communists. Those who divide us will destroy us, and we will all be slaves. Slavery is not dead. There are people who plan to put you in shackles. And me. And they're going to bring back slavery for all American colors. Sidebar, always be communist, ABC Radio News. Did you ever apply for a job at Pravda? I listen to a lot of ABC Radio because I like the conservative talk show guys. And look what they've done. Steve Malzberg used to be on ABC. They ran him out of there. He had to go down to Washington to get a job. You know why? There were too many conservatives, and the communists want to get rid of them all before the next communist election. They want to shut down talk radio. So ABC lost Limbaugh. They lost Sean Hannity. Miles Berg went to Washington. This Joe Welch was on 970. He had an hour show, I think from 5 to 6. Very good. He's out of Chicago. He's gone. They're softening up the area for the Communist Party. You can't believe that. You don't understand. But it's the truth. Tell if you're in a communist college, if your professor tells you to go out and demonstrate and he'll give you credits for it. I've talked to three different people that I know that are all in different college classes, and they've all been told to go out and demonstrate and they would get a credit for it. So that's communist indoctrination. And of course, everybody wants to get a good grade. And so if you got a communist professor, you don't want to go up against him because he can fail you.
He's got a gun to your head. So already you're being indoctrinated. I used to say, how do you know you're not brainwashed? You don't know. Because brainwashing is a constant thing. First comes the brainwashing, then comes the conditioner. And you're always being conditioned by the media, by the news. And it's an ongoing thing. And how much do you know about your country? You know very little. Because they don't teach God and country anymore. And those are the two main ingredients for patriotism. So, having said that, Dick Morris used to be a confidential aide to Bill Clinton. They used to do dirty things together. And I don't think he ever liked Hillary. So he's now doing all kinds of vendetta blogs. But you know, the truth is the truth, regardless of the motive. He's got an article entitled Bill Clinton's Loving Wife by Dick Morris, former political advisor to President Bill Clinton. We finally called him the toe sucker. He was in a hotel room with a prostitute, and he called over and said, "You want to speak to the president?" And he put her on the phone with President Pinocchio Pants, who was doing his own little, he was getting harmonica lessons in the Oral Office. As a matter of fact, he was in the Oral Office getting harmonica lessons, and the Chinese ambassador called. He took the phone, and, "Mr. Clinton, how are you? How hickory? Hey, Mr. Clinton, are you busy right now? Oh, Mr. Clinton, you're speaking Chinese. Ooh, ah, ee." Yeah. Let's hear what Dick Morris has to say. If you happen to see the Bill Clinton five-minute TV ad for Hillary in which he induced... who paid for that ad? Did that come out of the two bill? To be or not to be? In which he introduces the commercial by saying he wants to share some things you might not know about Hillary's background. Yeah, tell me about the black guy that was tied up in a chair by the Black Panthers and they poured boiling hot water on his head and then killed him and threw him in the Connecticut River. And Hillary defended them in court. Tell me that story, mommy. As I was there for most of their presidency and know them better than just about anyone, I offer a few corrections. Bill says, in law school, Hillary worked on legal services for the poor. The facts are, Hillary's main extracurricular activity in law school was helping the Black Panthers on trial in Connecticut for torturing and killing a federal agent. Oh, I never knew the black guy was a federal agent. She went to court every day as part of a law student monitoring committee trying to spot civil rights violations and develop grounds for appeal. Communist Party tactics. Bill says Hillary spent a year after graduation working on a children's rights project for poor kids. She's for abortion. Why doesn't she work for those rights? You know, cutting up the absentee ballot. The facts are Hillary's main extra... Oh, no, we said that one already. The facts are Hillary interned with Bob Truhaft, the head of the California Communist Party. You think I'm crazy. You call me a McCarthyite. And here it is in black and white, or red and white. Yeah. She met Bob when he represented the Panthers. So the communists represented the Black Panthers. And traveled all the way to San Francisco to take an internship with him. Bill says Hillary could have written her own job ticket, but she turned down all the lucrative job offers. Oh, how valiant. The facts are she flunked the D.C. bar exam. Yes, flunked. It's a matter of record. And only passed the Arkansas bar. She had no job offers in Arkansas, none. And only got hired by the University of Arkansas Law School at Fayetteville because Bill was already teaching there. She did not get the prestigious Rose Law Firm job until Bill became Arkansas Attorney General and was made a partner only after he was elected Arkansas governor. Bill says President Carter appointed Hillary to the Legal Services Board of Directors and she became its chairman. The facts are the appointment was in exchange for Bill's support for Carter in his 1980 primary against Ted Chappaquiddick Seal, flag-burning, baby-killing Democrat. Hillary then became chairman in a coup in which she won a majority away from Carter's choice to be chairman. Bill says she served on the board of the Arkansas Children's Hospital. She does a lot for children, doesn't she? You think that Chelsea's name should be Chelsea, or should never trust a woman with two last names and names her child after a train station? You think they should change Chelsea's name to Lucky? Yeah. She served on the board of the Arkansas Children's Hospital. Yes, she did. But her main activity, not mentioned by Bill, you ready for this, was to sit on the Walmart board of directors for a substantial fee. Now, that's where she learned how to steal. She was a trainee in Walmart. She was silent about their labor and health care practices. Do you know that the largest container ship in the world holds 4,000 containers? And I think it takes 4 days to get from China to Los Angeles. And it's all goods for Walmart. And the container goes back to China empty. No American. We buy no American here. You buy American. You buy Chinese. Yeah. Oh, we put you out of business. We got the EPA on our side. Yeah. Bill says Hillary didn't succeed at getting health care for all Americans in 94, but she kept working at it and helped create. She's very good with children. She votes for abortion, though, you should know. And she voted to burn the flag. All Democrats and voted to burn the flag, including Joe Biden. I was going to give him a pass. No, there's one Democrat that doesn't vote to burn the flag. She's the only one, the one in California, Feinstein. She must have somebody in her family that died for that flag because she does not vote to burn the flag. But she'll kill a kid. She'll vote to kill all the kids. She'll vote to kill 4,700 a day as instructed by the Supreme Court. You can kill up to 4,700 a day. But you can't go over 1,200,000 a year. Because then it's genocide. Oh, we did go over 1,200,000? Oh, we're committing genocide. Okay, let's see. She served on the board of the Arkansas Children's Hospital. The facts are, yes, she did, but her main board activity, not mentioned, Walmart. We said that already. Hillary did succeed in getting health care for Americans. Yeah. She's responsible for CHIP, Children's Health Insurance Program, that provides 5 million children with health insurance. The facts are Hillary had nothing to do with creating CHIP. It was included in the budget deal between Clinton and Trent Lott. I know. I helped negotiate the deal. The money came half from the budget deal and half from the Attorney General's tobacco settlement. And that's how the communists take down big business. Hillary had nothing to do with either source of funds. The EPA works for the government of China. Yeah, why don't they go over there and find them? See what happens. Have the band play Auld Lang Syne as they board the death ship. Hillary was the face of America all over the world, says Bill. The facts are her visit was part of a program to get her out of town so that Bill would not appear weak by feeding stories that Hillary was running the White House. Her visits abroad were entirely touristic and symbolic, and it was no substantive diplomacy on any of them. Bill says Hillary was an excellent senator and she kept fighting for children and women's issues. How can you fight for children and women's issues when you vote for abortion? Comes in abortion, the mother and the child. And the brainwash run around saying, it's my body, I can do whatever I want with it. That's fine, honey. Do you own a hotel? Why? Because I like to sleep like a baby. I want to know which one you own. You might burn it down while I'm sleeping. It's my hotel. Hillary was an excellent senator. Yeah, totally meaningless. Other meaningless legislation, like changing the names on courthouses and post offices. She only passed four substantive pieces of legislation. One, set up a national park in Puerto Rico. She was always after the Puerto Rican vote. And Bill Clinton, when he was selling pardons, he traded the four FALN terrorists. He freed them. They were the ones that killed two cops and tried to kill Harry Truman, the last Democrat. Give him hell, Harry. He was the last Democrat. You know what Harry Truman said about the Congress? When they call the roll, they don't know whether to answer present or not guilty. A second provided respite care for family members helping their relatives through Alzheimer's or other organizations, and two were routine bills to aid 911 victims and responders, which was sponsored by the entire New York delegation. Presently, she's trying to have the U.S. memorialize the Woodstock fiasco of 40 years ago. That's where your communism was, man. Woodstock. Anybody that went to Woodstock was a communist and is a communist. They're the ones that went to the airport to spit on wounded GIs. Here is what bothers me more than anything else about Hillary Clinton. We were talking about drugs before. Do you know that the North Vietnamese gave a free heroin to GIs? And a lot of GIs that came home, and I don't know the number, but I'll bet you it's a shocker. That were killed in action, actually were drug overdoses. And they were killed by the VC. The communists consider drugs chemical warfare. And anytime they can get one into an American, that's a victory. That's like a sniper shooting one guy and wounding him so that it takes four guys to carry him back. And that's how they slow you down. Here is what bothers me more than anything else about Hillary Clinton. She has done everything possible to weaken the president and our country, that's you and me, when it comes to the war on terror. She wants to close Gitmo. I say let's fill up Gitmo with rhinos and Democrats and move the combatants to the USA where they would have access to our legal system. She wants to eliminate it. You know what I say? You meet them on the battlefield, you leave them on the battlefield. Case closed. She wants to eliminate the monitoring of suspected Al-Qaeda phone calls to and from the USA. She wants to grant constitutional rights to enemy combatants captured on the battlefield. You meet them on the battlefield, you leave them on the battlefield. And anybody protests, you leave him there too. She wants to grant she wants to eliminate the monitoring of money transfers between suspected Al-Qaeda donors and supporters in the USA. Yeah. She wants to eliminate the type of interrogation tactics used by the military. You meet them on the battlefield, you leave them on the battlefield. Where coercion might be used when questioning known terrorists, even though such tactics might save American lives. Democrats kill kids. It's on their party platform. They vote for child murder. They do not care about grown-up murder either. One cannot think of a single bill Hillary has introduced or a single comment she has made that would tend to strengthen our country in the war on terror. The sad part about it, my fellow Americans, is you did not learn your lesson from 9-1-1. They are here, and it's going to get worse. Imagine 1,000 Muslims in New York City, each one with his own apartment, and at the appointed time, they all go out, they turn on the gas, and they have an ignition device. That's 1,000 buildings. These people are very creative. Don't underestimate them. She goes hand in hand with the ACLU on far too many issues where common sense is abandoned. Share this with every Democrat you know. Ask them to prove Dick Morris wrong. Is she ready to be woman president? No way. And she's not the communist candidate. She's not communist enough for them. No, they got a real ringer. They've got Obama taking the country down. He's got 22 months to complete the mission. It's going to be in such sad shape that when the election comes, a real communist, a full-blown communist, an obvious communist, cannot be misinterpreted as anybody else, will come to take Obama's place. You know, it's not like true love and being devoted to a girl who saved herself for you.
Darling, you can count on me till the sun dries up the sea. Until then, I'll always be devoted.
Some facts about Gray that you may or may not know. One, he had an arrest record. He had been arrested a total of 22 times in Maryland, primarily for possession and distribution of illegal narcotics. Remember, one junkie brings down five innocent people. Gray had been involved in 20 criminal court cases, five of which were still active at the time of his death. He was getting tired of going to jail. Gray was armed. They found him carrying a switchblade knife. Police pursued Gray after he made eye contact with officers and fled. And that's sufficient cause for pursuit if the fleeing suspect is in a drug-invested area, which Gray was. Police officers reportedly violated policy by not securing a Gray with a seatbelt. Inside the police van after he was apprehended, but the policy written in 1997 said seatbelt use was discretionary. However, a new policy regarding requiring their use was communicated to officers on April the 9th, just 3 days before Gray was arrested. And the police union president said many officers were not yet aware of the policy changes. And a good portion of this police force is black. A friend of an officer who arrested Gray said the suspect wasn't secured in the van because officers were not able to bring him under control and were afraid he would attack or bite them. Gray may have been intentionally trying to injure himself in the van. Multiple reports claim Gray was not buckled because officers wanted to dole out extrajudicial treatment by deliberately giving him a rough ride. But another prisoner in the van with Gray told investigators that Gray was banging his head against the walls of the van, and the prisoner believed he was intentionally trying to injure himself. That's when he come out of that van, he'd be ready to charge the police with brutality and say the cops did it. Now, the van was split in two. It was Gray on one side and this other arrestee on the other side. And he had no bruises. So why would only Gray have bruises if the van was doing street to street? A call to purge is circulated on social media among Baltimore students on the morning of the Monday riots. It was reference to a 2013 movie depicting a 12-hour period when all crimes were legalized and would have convinced the students there'd be no repercussions for rioting or looting. 8, the looting may have been premeditated, as a number of rioters arrived on the scene carrying crowbars. President Barack Obama said that when people start opening doors to loot, they are not protesting. Baltimore, this is 9, fought to open the CBS that was burned down. People need their meds. People have heart medication. Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings, the Black's administration, told you, never trust a woman with two last names. Never trust the guy that wears brown shoes with a blue suit. Her administration worked very hard to get the CVS pharmacy to open the store in a low-income neighborhood where the rioting occurred. She said it was the only new store in the area where residents could fill prescriptions. But rioters looted merchandise and burned the pharmacy down. The firefighters attempting to quell the blaze were hampered with someone slashed a hose that had turned on to fight the flames. Rioters also set fire to 144 vehicles, in addition to neighborhood businesses. 12, protesters already had rampaged before the major riots broke out following Gray's funeral on Monday. The previous Saturday, protesters in downtown Baltimore, referred to as agitators by the city's mayor, became violent and damaged at least 5 police cars and pelted police with rocks. 6 officers were injured. They say 100 officers went to the hospital on this riot. You know who's paying for that? Everything that happened here, the taxpayer is paying. If you're a black guy living in that neighborhood and you got a job, coming out of your pay. Baltimore already had a serious crime problem. In a city of 645,000. There are reportedly an estimated 60,000 drug addicts, including 48,000 on heroin. Last year, the city's murder rate was fifth in the nation, with 37 murders per 100,000 people. The 1968 riots already wreaked havoc on parts of Baltimore. The neighborhood that was the scene of the worst riot violence was already filled with many burned-out buildings and vacant lots resulting from the 68 riots following the assassination of Martin Luther King. 15. As far away as Los Angeles, police were encouraged to ride in pairs. The order was in response to what Baltimore police had determined was a credible threat of gang violence against police across the USA. The law should be that no cop rides alone. I see some of these state troopers out in the boondocks pulling some guy over. You don't know how many guys are in that car, and that cop is all by himself. No cop. And you want to know something? They shouldn't walk a beat alone either. There should be two cops on every assignment. As far away as Los Angeles, police were summoned to ride in pairs. Protesters in Philadelphia conducted a Philly is Baltimore demonstration at City Hall, drawing parallels between Gray's death and the death of a local man shot during a traffic stop in December. Evidence later indicated that Brandon Tate Brown was reaching into his car for a loaded pistol when he was shot. These are the same rules that they're trying to use on GIs in Afghanistan. Don't shoot unless you're shot at first. How would you like to go into that battlefield? Just 25% of U.S. adults consider the riots to be an expression of legitimate outrage, according to a new Rasmussen report. 63% characterize it as mostly criminals taking advantage of the situation. So, that's the story there, Jerry. Now, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? How much time? I got 5 minutes left. I'll do a million of them. We should all be practicing our luck capability.
A million to one. The odds were against me. Chances to win.
Vermont, threw his Mao hat into Hitler's ring. When communists duel, that's D-U-A-L. I know it's D-U-E-L, the duel. Duel, two communists. One is the $2 billion communist, and Vermont is the communist state. Did you know it's the least religious state in the nation? Ask O'Reilly if Vermont judges pardon child molesters. To think that real Vermonters, Bernie's from Brooklyn, like Ethan Allen, kicked in the front door of Fort Ticonderoga and demanded the British surrender in the name of the great Jehovah. Ask a communist college graduate who Ethan Allen was. They will tell you he owned the furniture store. Blessed Joseph McCarthy, pray for us. The party of death gets everybody killed, from New York cops to troops in Benghazi. You know how many children died today? 1,200 white babies, 1,100 black babies, and 700 Latino niños at Democrat-sponsored slaughterhood chop shops every day. That count comes to 3,000. Another 1,700 are killed by independent chains. Can you believe that? 4,700 babies? Every day I see an ad for dogs that have been abandoned and abused. And the dogs look up at you with their little eyes. Everybody feels sorry for them. They're stringy. They're skinny and starved. And everybody goes, oh, the poor little Bawa. But nobody gives two shits about 4,700 kids that were pulled apart and thrown into buckets. Human beings. Abortion. You wouldn't do it to a dog. Have you heard about the 2,400 NATO troops who died in Afghanistan? Obama deleted the country of origin, USA. You know how many Bush lost in 8 years in Afghanistan? 461. And Obama's got 22 months left. And when Bush lost 461, NBC named everyone his town and showed a picture. Stuck a microphone in the mother's face. How does it feel to know your son died under George Bush? 2,400 Americans who died, they were classified as NATO troops to be identified later. NBC covered up Obama's losses. Like they cover up Sharpton's true intentions. NBC never mentioned one who died under Obama. Who cares how they died? Hitler's servant pleads the Fifth Amendment. It is terrible. I'm going to give you a tune. This Jesuit Charlie mocked the Blessed Mother. You don't want to know my opinion on were they unjustly murdered? But to make up for their sins, I'm going to do Luciano Pavarotti. Is our baby. It's a memorandum.